We've made a lot of advances in the treatment of multiple myeloma, and the landscape of treatment for myelomas continues to increase. And the obvious question here then is, can we cure multiple myeloma? And when you start thinking about curing myeloma, you want to start really early, because that would be the time when you can actually cure a substantial patient population. So the good news in myeloma is we do have a precursor disease state, and that is called smoldering multiple myeloma. Now, smoldering multiple myeloma is essentially meets all the criteria for multiple myeloma, but patients are not symptomatic and don't actually require therapy. So what's happening today is that we are using that space, and we are trying to study a lot of different approaches in that space. We're doing minimal approaches, and we're going to the absolute extreme also, and seeing which of these strategies will actually help get rid of patients progressing to multiple myeloma. What we're using in the context of clinical trials essentially is patients who are at a higher risk of progressing to multiple myeloma, and that can be dictated by the amount of plasmacytosis, the amount of monoclonal protein, the amount of serum free light chains, and so on and so forth. So those criteria we have those built into clinical trials. What we are doing at my institution is using a vaccination strategy. So that's more of a minimalistic approach. What we are doing is giving patients 6 doses of this vaccination strategy, followed by a booster at a couple of time points. And the idea behind doing this vaccination strategy it's almost like the analogy would be a flu shot. You give a patient a flu shot, you immunize them against the flu so that they don't get the flu. What we are doing here is we are giving them this vaccine called PBX410. It recognizes myeloma cells. So it recognizes XBP1, it recognizes CD138, it recognizes SLAMF7. These are all known targets for multiple myeloma. And the idea being, by doing so, we are priming the T cells, we are activating the T cells. So we've studied this in a subset of patients, about 22 patients already. And what we were really reassured to see, when we first used the vaccine alone, it's very safe. When we used it in combination with lenalidomide, we were able to augment the responses of lenalidomide or of the vaccination, and we were able to see memory T cells. Memory T cells are those T cells who have recognized the tumor as foreign and remember that it's foreign and work against that tumor. So having memory T cells is actually a good thing, and our hope is that those memory T cells will keep the myeloma in check from progressing. We are just about starting to do the next phase of the trial, wherein we are doing not just the lenalidomide, we are using other immunomodulatory strategies. In this case, we are using HDAC6 inhibition to see whether we can further augment this immune approach. So this is at one end of the spectrum. At the other end of the spectrum, you have an approach like what was presented at last year's ASH. This is the GEM-CSR study, which was presented by Dr. Mateos last year at ASH. And what they're doing there is, again, the same patient population, high-risk smoldering myeloma, but treating them like as if they had multiple myeloma, where you're using carfilzomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone, a triplet combination, getting them into remission, transplanting them, so using all drugs to get rid of disease completely, to see whether or not we can change the natural history of this disease. Along this spectrum, there's a whole bunch of other clinical trials which are out there, and if you go on to clinicaltrials.gov, you're going to see a whole host of these trials, and there are different permutations and combinations of these various trials. I think you're going to see responses in pretty much every trial that you see. I think the biggest issue is going to be, is are we going to be able to prevent that progression to multiple myeloma? We just don't have data to speak to that, but this is a very interesting field. It's a field where we are doing a lot of research with the intent of getting rid of multiple myeloma completely. But until these trials are all read out, the standard of care for patients with smoldering multiple myeloma, even today, should be no treatment and watchful waiting the way we've been doing it routinely.